This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block, and now to the campaign trail. The presidential election is just 2 weeks from tomorrow, and millions are already taking advantage of early voting. John McCain was in Missouri today, following on the heels of Barack Obama, who campaigned before huge crowds in St. Louis and Kansas City over the weekend. In a moment, we'll hear about Senator Obama, but first, NPR's Scott Horsley, who's in Columbia, Missouri, with the McCain campaign. Hey, Scott.
Good to be with you, Melissa.
And John McCain there in Missouri hitting different parts of the state than Barack Obama did. Is it a different strategy that they're using for Missouri?
Well, it's interesting. He is traveling the same basic route that Barack Obama did this weekend, moving from east to west, starting near St. Louis this morning and wrapping up near Kansas City this afternoon. But unlike Barack Obama, who had those huge rallies right in the city centers, in the urban and largely Democratic centers of Missouri, John McCain is moving out to the suburbs where the Republicans are more numerous, and that means working in smaller communities and drawing smaller crowds.
Over the weekend, Scott, John McCain has been comparing Barack Obama's tax plan to socialism. Was he on that same theme today?
He was. He didn't use the term socialism, but he has been talking about Barack Obama's plan to raise taxes on families and businesses making more than $250,000 and to use some of that money to, in his phrase, spread the wealth around.
He believes in redistributing wealth, not in policies that grow our economy and create jobs and opportunities for all Americans. Senator Obama is more interested in controlling who gets your piece of the pie than in growing the pie.
And the emblem of that message, which John McCain has been sounding for the last week or so, is Joe the Plumber, the Ohio plumber who quizzed Barack Obama about his tax plan last week. It's interesting, though, in the last couple of days, we've seen fewer signs in the rally crowds that say things like, I'm Joe the Plumber, or let Joe keep his dough. Although Joe the Plumber has become a very recognizable symbol since Senator McCain raised him in the debate last week, there's some polling out of Ohio today that suggests this argument is not changing a whole lot of minds.
Scott, how does John McCain square this rhetoric with the notion that some of his plans, including the plan to buy up mortgages, involve a whole lot of government spending?
Melissa, John McCain has been delivering something of a mixed message on the stump today. On the one hand, promising to keep taxes low and to freeze many kinds of government spending, and at the same time touting his plan to deliver $300 billion worth of relief for struggling homeowners. He wants to use part of that $700 billion bailout package to buy up mortgages, at-risk mortgages for people whose homes have lost value, have the government pay full price for those mortgages, and then refinance the homeowners into cheaper fixed-rate loans. Barack Obama has criticized that plan as effectively rewarding lenders who made those at-risk loans by paying them full price.
John McCain has been focusing on states that George Bush won back in 2004. Does he plan to go back to any blue states to focus some energy there?
Yes, in recent days he has been very much defending the red state bunker, but tomorrow he will be campaigning across Pennsylvania all day. That's a very big blue state that he'd like to achieve a takeaway in. And then later in the week he'll be in New Hampshire, another state that voted for John Kerry 4 years ago, but which has a long history of affection for John McCain.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley traveling with the McCain campaign in Missouri today. Scott, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Melissa.